This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Talofa, talofa lava Samoa. Hello, everyone. Greetings on this Friday. It is the first Friday of September 2022. Oh my, the year has definitely flown by. Si olofa manolsoi fo moa mai langi mai o topa ia ma o tonga malu Samoa I tinam ti mai tai. Wa mai. Whanau tēnei, ngalu tēnei. Wa mai le nei aso. O le aso whawaile mua mua o seitema o le tausanga I lua se lau ma lua se fulu lua. O wawele aro le tausanga o le nei tausanga o a mai lo soifua malo roina o a mai lo wola malo roina o a mai lo soifua whamea nganga o a mai oi, o a mai oi tina, o a mai oi uso, o a mai oi tamaitai, o a mai oi pele o a inga. Ia, o e olia le nei, le li whanu vale vale e olia le nei o tato whea ngai le nei a fiafi. Ia, ma e ufo ili a lofo le li, e mōni la vai pisi oka, pisi mai I, pisi mai o ho le ilo me e whaabasena. Ia, ai mau a la vale taimi tato te whelo ai ai. Ma whaisina tala, whaisina whaamanatu, whaisina ata, ai foi sina te talo a wale le ia le tau sanga ua uma atu ia ma le fofou o fuafuaga o le tau o luma naʻi ae mai se le amataga o lenei masina fou. How are you?
Well, it's the 9th month now. It's been hectic. August has been a hectic month, let me tell you. But we're here, and we thank the Lord that we are here. He has blessed us. He's always blessed us. He's always with us all the way in the journey. Oh, yeah, the journey has not been straightforward, never is straightforward. But we are still here. We continue the journey. We continue looking after our families, our loved ones. We continue being the ones that keep the family together, the ones that run around and take everyone to their appointments. Also the ones around that, the ones that, the glue that holds the family together. We are the CEO, the secretary, the directors of our families. Tell me, anyone can tell me otherwise, but let me tell you, that is the role of us women. We set everything in motion, but let me tell you, when you run the family, you can run that kalesia, you can run the parish, you can run our omas, you can be any table that make decisions about what impacts on life, on the life of your life, on the life of the children, on the life of your nieces and nephews, on the life of your parents. Anything, any table that makes a call on how things should be done, whether academically, education-wise, whether health-wise, whether in housing, whether in social aspects of life, everything that impacts on life, we should all be at that table. As women, I put my hand up to be at the table to be that voice to speak. So that's me, and that's something I want to talk more about with you, my fellow sisters and mothers, is have a think about being at the table.
Okay, ladies. So election is coming up, and if there's one thing I do not like, is I do not like people who have a lot to say after election when they have not indeed registered, nor have they voted. When to have a voice to be heard, first thing is get registered. Get you, yourself, your family, get your
church community or parish community, get your workmates, get them registered, get them to vote. Then whatever comes, whatever decision comes, you can discuss it at any table because you have had a say. You have had a say about who to vote for, whether it's the person you voted for that wins or not. You have made the first step in registering, and then the second step, you have turned up to vote. And those are important in the way life is going at the moment, in the way the changes are around within Otago Southland, within the world we live in, within Aotearoa, in our neighborhoods, the changes that are being brought in our housing, in the costings, in what is accessible to each and every one of us. Education-wise, health-wise, how roadings are, how housing are, the waters, the floodings that's happening, you need to register. You need to register, and then you need to vote. And then that is your first step, and that is you having a say on who you want and how it could be. The impact of your vote is amazing. It is incredible. First step. Second step is challenging to you, my sisters and our aunties and our mothers, is as we are the women that hold things together in the household, in the ainas, in the alotus, in the mu'us, we need to be the ones that can step up to learn. We don't all know everything, but put your hand up to be at a table that makes decisions on things that impact on each and every one of us. First thing, if you're a mother with young children at school, have you ever considered putting your hand up to be on the parent and teachers group to help, to volunteer, to be seen, to be heard in decision-making? Secondly, Board of Trustees for school is where you start. Turn up because you will represent your children, the community's children that are there. You can be the voice for our community around that table. It's a safe space. It's a table you can start making decisions on how you see the future of our children being molded, or how we can mold what is already preset to fit how our children learn, and how you can influence that, and how you can inform our Pacific communities, our Samoan communities, about how decisions are made. So think about that. It is a start. But if you're in the Ekalesias, if you're with the Aulotus, then go for the Laulaus at the Ekalesias. For the Ouso, for the Aotearoas, for the Laomasasas, be at that table. Make a start there. Be comfortable there. But don't just stop there, because that's within with our people. Then take that further out with people that are not just Pasifika, not just Samoans. So just something I thought I'd bring up with you is something I am passionate about for, and more of our Samoan women. And I'm always available on the radio or on the loop of Facebook. If you want to get into that, yell out. Let me know. When I started, it was scary. Who am I? But in my thinking, it was like, well, who am I not to? Why would I not? And people listen, and people will listen. If you're afraid that you think you don't know what you're saying, it takes time, like in everything. It takes time to learn. We ask, we get taught, and then we are in that space to be the voice, to be the influence for our well-being, for our health, our well-being, our growth, for what is available that can come for our communities, how things we can access, Well, we don't know how we can access things. Well, how would we know if we don't have anyone at the table that can speak for us and that can ask the questions about how would we know? And that is the first question. If we don't know, if we're supposed to know, we're supposed to have all this support come, where is the information for our communities to know? So we need to be at that space to have an impact, to be the influence. So, and it is comes down to being in governance. And that is something important for women, for us women that we can be involved with, us mothers, aunties, sisters. We can be there for our communities. And then we can come back and feed back to our people about what is happening, where the growth is happening, how we can grow better ourselves and what we need and what is needed from us. So just a plug there to be, if you're keen about governance, let us know. There might be something coming in the pipeline that we can support, or we can a session that we can have for our young mothers, for our mothers, aunties, sisters, and our young people that are keen to be involved. So keep the Facebook open, and we will have that advertised when we do have a time set for that. But changing tactics now. I had a beautiful email earlier. I had a beautiful email earlier about breast screening, breast and cervical scanning services, and that is available. So next time, maybe next week, we'll have a chat with the community screening team to come and have a chat on our radio station about breast and cervical screening for women, because that is the highest numbers of cancer. So So that was a really good email. I responded to the team, and we will make a discussion, and she will, and they will come on board and have a chat to us about breast and cervical screening. Another note that I have, these are lots of things happening in September, so I am just going to start reading them out to you. There is a Fred Hollows. Fred Hollows is an eye specialist, was an eye specialist. And this year, on the 8th of September, there is a lecture here at the University of Otago, and it's celebrating 30 years of service. And the service from Fred Hollows goes around the Pasifika, restoring sight. That is a beautiful gift. It's a beautiful service. So, Leaso Valuo Se Tema, Ile St. David's Lecture Theatre, Ile University, Ile Afore Lima, Ile Afiafi, Efaye Se Talanoanga, if I am not well, it all is food. I am a talon amata in a lea. Let out to a itamatal pas fika, tamata umal pas fika, et a milo a leva in a lea. A wa ya mata et valle. A forma imata, et a milo pas fika, a forma yoli imatamata itosima yoli intamatai, forma imata, et a milo pas fika. A wallet on fitting on masinase on mata. Popula lea, and my sight tattoo pasfica, and my cellar, but the little fasa more cataract, yeah, and mawala leal my suka, yeah, is it a fearful if you roll a level tattoo to matamo and my suka, or is it a humor my suka, a yala bell pungisa, a matamo pungisa, I live with a eye, yeah, or a cataract life, a map palan your melia. So book in your calendar Thursday, 8th of September at 5:30 at the St. David Lecture Theatre. It's about celebrating 30 years of restoring sight. And this is the Va'aotautai from the Pacific Centre at the University of Otago and the Fred Hollows Foundation, New Zealand. So there is a beautiful lecture there. Come along, come in here, and come and celebrate their service to the Pacifica community around the Pacific. That's one. Oh, my goodness. Next one. Well, two big things happening. Another thing. First thing, on the 12th to the 16th of September is the Otago Polyfest. Yes, it is happening. 12th to the 16th of September. It's the Otago Polyfest. And this one usually happens at the Edgar Center. So they have a page on Facebook. Have a look and see the schedule happening there. That will be exciting. It's always colorful, always full of life, and it's always enjoyable to see our young people. Our whānau, le Otago Polyfest, o le o i lole taimi, o le asos fululua, i le asos fululua no September, e fai e fa fia fianga, o le whānau a unga, mai le whānau la i ti lawa le a unga a mata. Yo all find now ya on mawaluma. So in my naya lavalia vaya so fear fear matamatai. If I now, a while if I feel fear my little tag of polyphys. Ya, manetu auto, oh my matamatai fan now. Elato tell my final five years is if I pacifica. That will be a great day, a great week of Pacifica Entertainment. So we'll see you there, everyone. Otago Polyfest from the 12th to the 16th of September. So that will be really good to see. The next thing is we've got the big Wananui Festival on the end of September. So the poster is the 24th of September. It's the Wananui Festival, and it's the 24th of September at Forsyth Bar Stadium, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ole si mea mana ia o fuafua mo le masino setema. Ole moana nui festival, ole ua mautu, ole aso luas fulfau setema. Ile datu stadium o le Forsyth Bar. It's a talafai tuto ole se fulu ritayao, et a puni maloka ina le fai le afiafi. Ya, ule fo ya so to ule so to na i ma na ya le so to na i ta do te fi fi ai i va i fo fo nga isi isi mo le pasifika e ile stage e fa ye la o mana fa fa ia fo fo nga o fa fi fi nga isi isi e fa bela e a mata le tu kuki e a mata le vainga o fa fi fi nga le tu kuki so so o fa fi fi nga a le au fiti o le au kiripasi so so o e maniwe fa bele i o le o i tato Samoa community a le faya le titalo le o uli o le lunch e a alura i le o toke lau o tonga o maoli o tuvalu ma wanto ia va aila ia e filan lanuai e fesui sui ai pa e ngau fi fa fi fi anga o le pasifika atua o tatou tangata umoro i ai tanire nei i le aso ia tatou awai mana ia se i tatou fi fi fa atasi ia o fa fi fi anga na ia ai tofu lava le atunu tofu fo le aulo tu maula tofu fa le inga ia bring the money, come and have fun and celebrate Moana Nui Festival with our different Pacific communities around Otago Southland. So there's lots of people that will be there, and it'll be good time to catch up. It'll be really good to catch up with your loved ones, catch up with friends from near and far that you haven't seen for a while. It's open to all, and it says koha entry. Mai sau tā la, po sau rua tā la. E te uru whali ai. Yeah, we'll see you on that day. I'm actually looking forward to that day because it's quite exciting. Besides the food and the entertainment, it would also be good to see everyone from all the different Pacific communities that will be there. There was a Zoom last night. Now, the Zoom last night, I joined in it. It was actually a very interesting Zoom. And I came away feeling it's a very important information evening. What they are going to do from the Zoom is to follow up. And this is about former refugee, migrants, and Pacific people's engagement sessions. And this is about resettling in New Zealand, in Aotearoa. And this is about the refresh, engagement sessions for the refresh of what was set 10 years ago about looking after refugees, looking after migrants, looking after Pacific people that come. There is the Ministry of the MB, the Ministry of Pacific People will be there, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, the Dunedin Multi-Ethnic Council will be there, the Dunedin City Council will be there, and the New Zealand Red Cross will be there. All the different migrant services will be there. And this is a very good opportunity for us, for our communities, our Samoan community, to hear about the refresh of the laws that we set back in, of how to look after our people that come for the quotas, our people that come for the resettlement. So from the Pacific and how they move, or for education purposes. So it was really interesting to see and to hear how much we don't know, how much it's supposed to be available for our people and our families that come. Because the minute our people come, we look after them. But there is so much out there, so much that was allocated for our people that are coming over. And nobody informed our communities of the support, of the help, of where to go or how to go about getting the support for our people. So this is another big day for each and every one of you. Mothers, be there, because you are important in bringing this to the communities that you're in, to the aulotus, to the parishes you are in. The session, the Talanoa, is going to happen on the 7th of September. That is next week. Asutofi, 7th of September, Thursday the 7th of September from 6 p.m. at the Otago Museum. The Otago Museum is on 416 Great King Street, North Dunedin. It will be really good to have as many of us there to hear, to know, to ask questions, to hear what they have to say and what they're planning to do, but to have that voice again, to be heard, to influence how information comes to us or how we can find the information that we need for our families and our loved ones coming. Laso fitu o se tema, laso tofio lewa yaso fo, ileono le afiafi, ele hatten theater ele museum, the Otago Museum. If I telephone, ita uwa telephone lea. Telephone lea, ita uwa mo tangata sunufai mai. O tangata na manuia mai kota mai sa Amoa in New Zealand. E yai loa ai wapea e fuafua nga iluma yu tato. Tangata pe au mai. E wapea fu yai loa ai me te tau yu tato ai holo yai New Zealand nei le taimi nei. I fi sosoani. I te tau ona yai sosoani ai lato. O fe maua i fi sosoani. O a fi sosoani. I le sumana po. Na i alisi mai. O kani fi sosoani. A le mea o tupu. O fi sili umatanga tsamoa. If I feel na iloa o tātou tangata fisoswani, oai e o iai. O i tātou, tātou te o yu tātou, faifi au yu tātou au lotu, yu tātou ainga, tātou te whamautu ai. Ua umona whaatatia, e whāwai, e iei me maua, e fsoswani esese uma, e fsoswani o tātou tangata e o mai. Ia, ia tātou awai le whono lea wha mole mole, e tā ua tele le whono lea lea stofi, o le vai a sofou, awane i ngalo ia i tātou le whono lea, wha mole mole lava o ai o iatu ia i oto, ia tātou awai uma le whono lea, e tā ua. Tele tele tato appointments le new masina. A new one and a big one. Ministry of Pacific People. Not next week, the week after. Tuesday, 13th of September. From 6 to 7:30. The Pacific Aotearoa Lalanga Fall Engagement Series. O le asos fulu tolu setema. E taole ono le afiafi. E iaile au vaenga le Ministry of Pacific People. Ilalo nei Dunedin. So the Ministry of Pacific People will be here to present the Pacific Aotearoa Lalanga Fall Engagement Series. So this is their talanoa. Ile imautu po fetonu e faiele feiloa inga. But keep the radio line open. Keep your social medias open. Ministry of Pacific People are usually really good at updating events or when they are happening. So the Lalanga Fall series is very important for our people to be there, and the Ministry of Pacific People are hosting. So they will be there. These are the ministry that are your voice and all your needs and all our needs and all our wants. They are the first point of call for us all Pasifika. So be there to hear their presentation, to hear the going forward. So those are some of the sessions that we've got coming up this month. It's a very big month. So those are ones to schedule. But before we finish today, this Sunday coming up is a big Sunday. This is Father's. So make a card or learn, sing a song for dad, for fathers, for grandfathers, for the uncles. It is their day to not do anything, to be the king of the house or the king of the day. Okay, make him the king of the day for that one day. You'll be the king of the family. And look, your dads, your fathers, your grandfathers, your uncles, our father figures. Send them your love, give them your love, look after them, make them a nice cup of tea or a nice breakfast in the morning. And then just be with them. It's an important gift, just being there, being present, listen to them. Sing some songs, tell some stories, let him tell some stories. Ia o tō tina male whanau o aina. Ia vai o tātou tamā. Ia tātou tamā mātutua o tamā la iti. Ia vai pwha mānea se breakfast o lea susā. Se pukofi mānea mō tamā. Mō lenei a susā. Whapitoa mō i lātō. Ia wā lea sotupua o lātō tupu lea susā. Ia, vai pole ase lunch mānea mō tamā, vai se kāt, e whai ele whānau, o se pese fia fia. Alu mea alo fasili lava o loutou awai. O loutou awai, o le fusi, o le kisi, e vai mai tamā o loutou. Fatasitasi atu, mō, nei vai taimiwa, leiloa le pole ele, leiloa leiloa pole a, i tonu, ese. But make Father's Day, this Father's Day, special for your fathers, for your dads, your grandfathers, for your father figures. Love them, give them a hug, give them a kiss. That is extra special. Sing them a song. That is, just be there. Emmanuel, love le sal tama, tama, maya, katole lupesina. Emmanuel is the mouth of 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 the Have a blessed Father's Day from us. Great day. Have a great day with love, your families. Have a happy day. Have a happy day. So that is us signing off. I know we've got some beautiful songs. We've got some beautiful songs to end up our program for the evening. But keep in mind, we've got some calendars for you. Please make a note in your calendar and be present. And mothers, sisters, aunties, have a think about being involved in governing. It's a big word, but it's basically you being heard, you having a voice for your ainga, for your children, for your families, for your alotu, being an influence on decision-making that will impact in the future. Yes, is what you can give back. So we will finish off.
Fafofonga Samoa, oa uneyo imoa, oletoa ualema, lauti aisema, asia umea ula, aua faamo imoi, tofa tutongi, ole oi tofa, oi laudia, ole a mamae nei taua. Toi lili ulou ma fau fau, sa ili se tatsi e taua fau. Ole a seu lova ai anga ile a. Toi lili ulo ma fau fau sai
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.